The street in front of the Capitol was blocked off, filled with supporters of same-sex marriage, waving flags, carrying signs, and huddled under umbrellas. It was literally raining on their parade.
Listen, rain or sleet or snow or hail wouldn't have kept me from this rally, I gotta tell you. You know what? It's a basic American right that we can marry who we want to marry, and that's just a fact of life.
That was Comptroller Judy Bartopinka, one of many high-level politicians to speak at the event, but the only Republican.
You know, and I'm a Republican because I believe in small government. Government has no business telling people they can't marry when they want to marry, right?
It's an argument that so far only three Republican state legislators have embraced, two of whom are in the Illinois House, where there apparently weren't enough votes to pass same-sex marriage during the regular spring session. A coalition of groups brought down busloads of advocates on the first day of the General Assembly's fall veto session in hopes of piling on pressure.
Love out loud.
They were encouraged to lobby their representatives after singing along with songs about love at the concert and rally. Despite all the love songs for advocates like Bob Basil, it has nothing to do with romance. Basil is a 62-year-old member of the Windy City Gay Chorus. He says he moved to Chicago years ago when he came out after his divorce.
I was married before to a woman, so I've been there, done that. You know, do we really need it? For rights, we need it as couples, you know, to protect yourself, for taxes, blah, 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 blah.
Something Naperville mom Janice Grimm says she knows all too well.
Absolutely, because I lost my job 5 years. I got laid off from work 5 years ago, and I couldn't go on my partner's health insurance because they didn't have domestic partner benefits. So money that we should have been saving for our retirement and for college education for our kids, we were spending on an exorbitant health insurance policy for me.
Grimm is not in a civil union, though those are legal in Illinois and afford many, but not all of the same rights as marriage. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling earlier this year determined that federal benefits, like tax benefits, have to be extended to any married couple, but that does not carry over to civil unions. Grimm says separate but equal status is unacceptable. But she says if her home state legalizes same-sex marriage, she will get married.
Are you going to pop the question? Will she pop the question? How does that work?
You know what? After you've been together 23 years and you have you're raising teenagers, some of that magic is gone, but and it's more a little bit about practicality. But we'll make our own magic. It won't be, you know, running to Niagara Falls for a honeymoon in a heart-shaped bed or anything in the Poconos or anything.
Grimm says now that legislators are back in Springfield, she wants them to take a vote.
See, you know, force the politicians to make a position where they stand, not when it's politically expedient, but to, you know, do what's right.
But of course, it is very much a question of politics. The entire Illinois House is up for re-election next year. Petitions to get on the primary ballot are due in December, which means if the House votes during the veto session, there's still enough time for anti-gay marriage groups to recruit a candidate to oppose anyone who votes for it. For some Republicans, as well as African American and Latino Democrats who've heard from churches in their districts, it's a major risk. Anticipating a protest the day of the big rally, Springfield Bishop Thomas Peprocki said anyone wearing a rainbow sash in his cathedral would be turned away, unless they were there to take it off and repent. Peprocki cited biblical passages from Matthew and Mark in a statement that read, "Praying for same-sex marriage should be seen as blasphemous." Governor Pat Quinn, a Catholic, says he doesn't agree with that message and at the rally quoted Corinthians.
There was a writer who wrote a letter almost 2,000 years ago. He said, love is patient, love is kind, love never fails. We need love to pass the marriage equality bill into law, and I'll sign it as quickly as possible. Thank you very much.
The governor's eagerness worries opponents of same-sex marriage. For them, the Illinois House is the last stand.
Homosexual LGBT people, I should probably say, have the right and the liberty right now to have relationships with whomever they want. Nobody's trying to stop that. But you don't have the right to come into the public square and demand to change a historic meaning of a word and the institution and the functionality of that institution just because you want to at a whim.
That's David Smith with the Illinois Family Institute, who says as a Christian, he believes every human being is made in the image of God and is of infinite worth. But he says that doesn't mean he has to agree with everyone's political views.
The left likes to use emotional manipulation. And if they can pigeonhole us or they can paint us as haters or bigots or insensitive or what have you, they do that. And I don't agree with that. You know, look, we have an honest disagreement.
A disagreement that will continue to play out at the Capitol today as Smith and his allies make their case to legislators. I'm Amanda Vinicky.